Highway. He has scored very well, other than the environmental risk and just not having that taken care of really concerned them. So that is something that will help if we decide to go to a future grant or if we just want to move the project forward using county forces and or county funding. It greatly reduces the burden on everybody. So it was good news. Hopefully we'll get some good news in the form of paper soon from them to verify all that. But they told us all that everything, they agree with Federal Highway and everything on the surface appears to be a CET. And so that's all positive. Again, we're moving forward with the land survey. It's kind of our first step. We've played with some different alignments here and there. Mainly moving the road 10 feet here, 10 feet there to miss an obstacle that we found in the field, but nothing, no major alignment changes, no major shifts. Everything's still on track, so hopefully we'll get that topographic survey done fairly quickly, and then we'll be able to start our geotechnical exploration. In the meantime, we'll get the answer official on CE2, and then we'll be able to present all that back to the county and to this board on where we're at as far as environmental goes and where we're at on the alignment. So nailing down those things, that's all very positive. That's it on the expressway.
Devon County budget's been passed, and is there a line item in there to support this for approximately how much?
1.5.
So that does include not only survey and dedication and all that stuff, but it could include some right-of-way acquisition.
That's huge.
Huge. I will also tell you, most of you know the water park is going forward, and so I've been working with their people on designing in that first leg in Hollister right now. So they are aware of it, they're on it, it's included in the budget. So well, they've been telling me September, or late August, early September, but then this week they told me July. I don't think they can make it by July, but that's mass grading of the site, and that has to take place before we go any farther in the right of way. And we've got to clean up just a couple of pieces of the right of way that, for some reason, are not correct in the plat. But they're all aware of that, and we're working.
Devin, did you mention Round Mountain? I thought just I missed that.
Round Mountain, everything is currently in MoDOT's hands, waiting on the commission's recommendation on the contractor to get started on it.
We've got that. The county commission made a request for concurrence of award. Everything's been sent to MoDOT. MoDOT at the chat, our MoDOT liaison that we're working through, has accepted that, passed that on up the ladder, so to speak, and we're waiting any day to hear back from Federal Highway just to say that we have concurrence of award. We should have already gotten it by now. I would have expected it last week, but I'll call again and double check on the status of that, because we've made a lot of progress by the county, and we want to make sure that we get out there quickly and get to construction so that way the landowners can see that as well.
Last Thursday, we were waiting on a signature. So Commissioner Wyatt and I had the opportunity to speak with the new Roy Blunt representative. So Joelle Cannon has went on to the public sector, and Sonia Anderson, well-respected longtime legislator from the Greene County area, is now the new director for the Blunt office. And we told her a lot about what we thought of Roy Blunt's support to this point of this project. And she also sent me back an email the next day and said that she would follow up on the signature. So she has been in contact with the application for Round Mountain and why it's not getting up the chain in a timely manner.
And I'll make another call tomorrow morning and double check our current path, so to speak, and see if hopefully with the pressure from both we can get that going forward. But Commissioner Wyatt and the new representative called me last week, and I'm excited to have somebody that is wanting to represent our area, so that was very positive, I thought.
Something I didn't think to ask. I'm surprised I hadn't had calls. If it's true, Devin, did with the rains that we had, was it Sunday night, the storm and everything, was anybody, I started saying quarantine, was anyone unable to get out?
Oh, I mean, we had the first thing to go, close the road off, and they had to go off the other way.
Yeah, anyway. But they could, don't we have two families that can get totally to where they can't get out the other way? But that did not happen.
That did not happen on that anymore.
Okay.
Just at the main roof.
And hopefully that won't happen very much ever in the future, since it's a big bridge. If it does, we have a lot of other issues.
Right. That takes us to new business. So we brought the, is that what Rick would want to do, the
appointment of officers for next year?
I would move, if they're willing to serve, to keep the same officers.
I would be willing to.
So, am I the vice?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess I'll
take it. Need a second?
Yeah.
I'll second.
So we have a motion and a second of appointment of officers to keep the same as what we had. Doug Muller and his chair, Rick Zagopoulos, as this
Vice.
So. Any discussion? For those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Mr. Chairman, let's go back to the MoDOT update right quick.
Yes, sir.
This is just in general terms, but Buddy and I are on the Transportation Advisory Committee for the Tennessee County area, and we did receive MoDOT's construction plan for 2021, and for Taney County, there are no major projects at all. Basically, letter route maintenance and some resurfacing, I think, is about it.
What about the Long Creek Bridge?
Well, the Long Creek Bridge is still 50. That is not by, that's in the major bridge plan for the state, so they don't, thank goodness, don't count that against the county. We never had any money. It is still on track.
I think the pre-con is February the 10th, if I remember. Plus, we got a road that goes under their bridges, and we go get with them to make sure the road stays open. I think we're still Sunset Park back there.
Well, the Long Creek Bridge will be different than that.
I'm talking about the double bridges on Highway 65.
Okay, so that's a different deal.
Oh, okay.
He's right. And we do too, both sides of the lake.
Yeah.
They're going to have to redo the drains on the highway, is what they're really after. The drain water is running down the sides of the bridge and deteriorating the material on the edge of the bridge. So they're going to put different discharge points, drain points on the bridge, and that we'll close Wilshire on our side, Sunset on
right.
This side. So we've got intergovernmental agreements with MoDOT, but that's going to be basically, and I think there may be a day or two where one direction of traffic or another may be impeded on 65. But right now, yeah, and then that is coming up. But the Long Creek Bridge down on Highway 86 is still on track.
Will they, on Wilshire, will they go out the gravel route?
Yes.
We don't have a
Yeah, we're on the way out. You don't have an emergency gate, we do.
One way in, one way out.
Which is really bad, yeah, we like that. I'm gonna ask you, when we get closer, we'll ask you to come over and tweak that for us.
Also, under the new business, I think Mr. Wells, maybe talk to the board about a concern of his, it's on a damn highway in Cedar Creek.
Well, first of all, I thank folks for inviting me here. I'm fairly new there, I've only been here about 5 years. I came here from Montana. Trust me, driving conditions up there are quite the worst there than here. My father's a 30-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol, so I'm fairly inept when it comes to understanding decisions made by state departments, although I can always rely on him to educate me. So, this situation happened July 16, 2018. My son was passenger in the car, and Paola Montalvo was, she was driving, and unfortunately she passed away. I'm sorry, this is 2 years old and it still hurts. This young lady, I'm the type of person, I know how to accept responsibility, it's supposed to be handed down. And she's a young driver, she's a teenager. Probably driving too fast for road conditions, that probably goes without saying. But the fact of the matter is that it's my belief and several other folks' beliefs that if there was a guardrail down the case, then she'd still be alive. Pardon my expression, classified as a group here, but there's been numerous accidents there prior to that fatality. They just had an accident December 20th, involving an individual from Rockaway Beach, 82 years old, and his 57-year-old passenger sustained serious injuries. In the process, they took out the cross that Paola's was there. So it was a bullseye as far as the location of the accident goes. I have a string of emails here, and I will tell you right now, I've got a little humble pie because I classify Taney County as the responsible party. I'm not familiar with lettered highways being considered county roads or state highways. I'm familiar with it being county roads. So, in my, let's just say, passionate email to Ms. Schaller, there are some things said in there that I might not be so proud of. But I will remind you, it was out of passion and the situation that I would like to see avoided before I remain my life. In my letter, I stated that there was several accidents. And Ms. Schaller's response, and I assume she's not here, I'd like somebody to be present, but I don't talk to them because I'm a man to man, face to face. Let's talk it out. Let's get it resolved. I didn't appreciate her response, especially talking about the life of an individual, regardless of her age. She had stated that she did not agree with my term that there were several accidents, and she had only counted three, one with the fatality. Well, I talked to Keith Edwards. Here's your deputy sheriff. There have been a lot more than three. Now, that may be reportable, I guess, if they had a tow truck come and get the vehicle or if they called the sheriff department. But there is a pile, and I mean a pile of parts down in that hole. I just have to state, I'm not dismissing the public's responsibility for driving out here. We know these roads are dangerous. There's accidents, terrible accidents. I was a first responder the other day at Slade Russell's accident, if you don't know him. He died. There has to be some culpability here. And if there is a progression of accidents, one, we understand it's unfortunate, it's tragic. But when you start seeing 2, 3, 4, 5, that's a problem. And you just can't. If you ignore it, you're ignoring public safety. And to me, as a commission, public safety first.